Wrapping up hour three of Rosie on the House. Romy, let's see if we can get Bill calling from Chandler in on the show. Get his question answered before we wrap up here for the day. Good morning, Bill. What's your question?
Hey, good morning, Rosie. It's a beautiful day in Arizona, and anybody doesn't believe that, check out the Weather Channel from Minneapolis. You'll feel it. Hey, I got a really crummy shower that we were thinking of redoing. It's got mildew and the whole nine yards.
Okay.
And it's very slippery and dangerous. Now, we have a tub off in the corner of this long, skinny bathroom we have. And my wife and I were thinking, watching these home shows, we might convert that to a big shower. And I'm wondering especially about the drain, because it's, you know, the tub drains right over the drain.
Right.
But in a shower, I mean, can you slope it that way? What do you have to do to make that work?
Well, Bill, I couldn't encourage you enough to find our friends Rebath. And they specialize in exactly doing what you want done. Okay? There's showrooms in Mesa. And take a look at everything they can do for you.
Okay. Would you have a number for those guys, Rosie?
623-242-7959, and their address is, I did this to me last time. They've got their
75th Avenue and Bell,
southeast corner of Dobson and Baseline. But only
easy enough for me.
Yeah, but for some reason they only have their. I'm sure that 623 number they can route to.
Yeah, that's
to either one.
That's their main office, but they've got two showrooms. One out in the Peoria, Glendale area, 75th Avenue and Bell. That's on the southeast corner. And then the one in Mesa is, say again, Rome?
Southeast corner of Dobson and Baseline, 2051 South Dobson.
Bill, go in and take a look at that and just sit down and visit with them about what they do when they're trying to relocate a drain, how that gets done, and converting it to a low-maintenance shower. I think you'll be real happy.
Appreciate the call. It's just any type of
bathroom remodeling is a big part of that. As a matter of fact, we were with Rebath in Tucson, and the showroom down there is Speedway in Alvernon, and at the senior safari at the zoo this past week, and I'll bet you they answered the question: Do you walk-in sitting bathtubs? I'll bet you they were asked that question 100 times in 3 hours. And they do. Walk in, sit down, bathtubs.
There'll be a time where that's just going to be a standard and new development.
Probably so.
You know, like cars today, you can't get it without power locks and air conditioning and all these other bells and whistles you didn't even want. I would see that being a standard part of at least the master bathroom and new home building sometime in the near future.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed today. We have talked about downsizing a little bit, answered a few questions like that, hopefully given Gail, who specifically called on that topic, as well as all the rest of you guidance on the project you're trying to get done around the house. Romy invited a friend in to talk about the Water Use It Wisely Fix a Leak Week event going on out in Peoria. I also want to bring y'all up to date that Monday, March 11th, is World Plumbing Day. And to celebrate World Plumbing, you know, it sounds a little silly, but do you realize how many lives good, proper working plumbing saves around the globe every day? It's a pretty important development, hygienic development. Well, listen, if you know of a family that is in need of plumbing repairs, our friends at Benjamin Franklin are asking you to log on to their Facebook page and in 40 words or less, write a Facebook post on the wall that will give us a quick overview of the particular house that you're nominating for up to $500 of plumbing repair in the Phoenix market. Okay, this is the Phoenix area Ben Franklin operators. If social media is not your friend, you can call them at 480-812-1855. You must have your nominations registered no later than March 31st. If you know a family in need of plumbing repair, log on to the Facebook page of Ben Franklin and post a 40-word or less short essay on why that particular family is most worthy of receiving this gift. Folks, we hope in this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning you've been blessed. If you have, I'd like to encourage you to pay it forward. Find somebody in your life that needs to be blessed or encouraged and do it.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.